for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, December the 26th, 1993. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening.
Well, Brother Tommy's was here at Thanksgiving, of course, but he's been traveling since he was here. He went to England for a few days and ministered over there. So first of all, Tommy, we need a report, and I need to go turn the recorder on.
Okay. Well, let's stand first. We'll pray. I'm glad you're here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ready, Glenn? Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, that you've brought us together. We believe, Lord, we're hearing the will of God, and we ask the Holy Spirit to help us tonight as we share your word. Open our hearts. Give us a teachable spirit. We bless your people, and most of all, we bless you, Lord, and we praise your wonderful name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Yes, we did go to England. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. You better do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Father, you've got to stand with me again. Father, we thank you for the privilege we've had together here.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I come and bring the finances that you've given in our hands this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it as a sweet savor and an offering unto Jesus, who is our high priest.
Yes, Lord.
I lift it up unto you, Jesus, to be presented upon the altar before the throne as a sweet savor unto our Father. And I thank you for receiving it and accepting it from these thy people.
Yes, Lord.
Then, Father, as I take it and become steward over it, take authority and dominion over it, and I bind it to the kingdom of the living God.
Yes.
That should be used for nothing but the necessities of life and the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. As long as this type of finances is used, that shall multiply again and again and again and again for the kingdom's sake. Then, Father, I pray your blessing and your anointing upon these thy people.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you, Father, for their support. I thank you, Lord, for working and supporting us here.
Yes,
in the ministry,
Lord,
that you've given us here at the campground. And, Father, I pray your blessing and anointing upon them, that you will multiply unto them for your glory and for their benefit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, we went to England since I was here last time. Before I went, I got a word of the Lord through a sister. In fact, she's 80-some years old, and in fact, the Lord has told her she's going to be taken out for long, and she's going to go home and be with the Lord. And she said there'd be many surprises, and that I would meet certain people that would affect meetings on down the road. And so Linda, friend of Linda's, I guess you've known him for a while, right, Brother Man? Oh, you just met him. Okay, anyway, she told him about our ministry. Anyway, he found me out in London, and we had a good fellowship. And we found others there that we met. We believe that God used to open up other doors for us when we go back. But we had quite a meeting. We had some surprises, all right. I mean, when you go overseas, you get a lot of surprises. And everything doesn't always work out the way you think it's going to work out. But we went to this one meeting one night. It was a prayer meeting. And some of us were praying and fellowshipping, whatever. But I was telling him the story about, I believe the time will come that someone will be preaching like me or our brother or whoever. And God will literally take him out of the pulpit, transport him in before the eyes of the people, and like Philip was. And when the people will wait till he or she comes back, and they'll have some answers. And when I said that, I felt this power go through me. How many have ever felt like a gush of power just flowing through you? And I mean, it just came and just flowed through me. And then I gave a prophetic word, and it was a lengthy word, and it was on destruction. Well, in just a few days, I think 2 days, there was much destruction hit England. There was at least 12 people killed, a lot of high winds. In fact, when we were in London, it was 100-mile-an-hour winds. In fact, it snowed on us 3 times we were there. So we had some difficult winds, and we had difficulty even getting back to where we were. So immediately God began to fulfill, I believe, part of that word that we spoke. And as I finished the prophetic word, there was a young girl who'd come over from Copenhagen, and God said, now's the time, go to her and lead her to the Lord. And so we led this young lady to the Lord. It was all new to her. She knew nothing really about the things of God. But God opened her heart, and she received the Lord Jesus. And then, of course, we had seven meetings, and we preached in several places, and there was a lot of results. God blessed, and God moved, and I just felt the trip was of God. It was profitable. And last night, as I was sleeping, I had a dream. How many's ever prophesied in your sleep? Amen? So last night, as I was sleeping, I was prophesying. There was a man prophesying ahead of me, and he stopped, and I started prophesying. I don't know who the man was. Never seen him before, but I knew he was prophesying. And I started prophesying about some different things. And I remember this one part in the prophecy. It said this: don't conjure up meetings. Well, today coming down, I was repenting if I've conjured up any meetings. I mean, the Lord knows how to get a hold of preachers, too. And so I said, Lord, forgive me if I've conjured up meetings trying to do something out of my flesh. And yet I believe it's for the whole body of Christ. It's for all of us. But I believe, though, in this next year, God's going to pour out His Spirit. I know there's a lot of negative things. How many know that we know there's negative things happening, but we need a positive word in a negative world. And I believe God is going to move with his Spirit this coming year. And I believe that God is going to ordain meetings for people to be in, you and I and others to be in. And I believe when God ordains meetings, how many know something's going to happen? When God brings us together, He's going to move. He's going to speak. Can you say amen? And so I'm glad to be here in this camp meeting. I'm so thankful for the Lord. I love the Lord. I didn't know I was going to share tonight. We shared this morning and then drove quite a way. So a little tired, but God's here and He's going to give me strength. Hallelujah. He's my strength. I've learned to yield to Him. Amen? Praise God. Let's turn tonight to the Scriptures. And I want to turn to the book of Proverbs, to a familiar spirit. A familiar Scripture. Not a familiar spirit, but a familiar Scripture. We're kind of familiar with those familiar spirits, aren't we? Chapter 29, I believe it is. I think it's 29. We'll start back at verse 11, read through 18. And I just want to zero in on one verse and take you some Scripture tonight. In verse 11 of chapter 29 of Proverbs, a fool uttereth all his mind. So it pays to not tell everything you know. But a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. There is a time, isn't there, when you do share. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. Now that can be the president, that can be God's rulers, it can be rulers in the world, whoever. The poor and the deceitful man meet together. The Lord lighteneth both their eyes. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. And let me say it this way. The church left itself brings shame too. I mean, no, we need leaders in the church of Jesus Christ today. Godly leaders, apostles, come on, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. Can you say amen? And then it says, when the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Now, here's the verse we want to read, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, that word vision there literally means where there is no prophetic vision. The people not only perish, but it means they're made naked. We need a vision tonight. And how many know the Lord, first of all, is our vision? And I see people getting off on tangents and going after this and going after that. They call it their vision. Well, how many know that if the vision is not from the Lord, we don't need a vision? Amen? And God's always used visions. You know, it's a supernatural way of speaking to man, whether it be prophets or whoever he's speaking to. And so I thank God tonight that God wants you and I to have a vision. And that vision starts with Jesus. And I believe he is the vision, first of all, the focal point that we need to look to. Can you say amen? Amen. And without seeing Jesus and without being directed by the Lord, we might as well forget our vision. I do believe in visions. I believe God leads us different directions, and we do different things in the body of Christ, and thank God for that. But our vision, first of all, is the Lord. Now turn to Habakkuk. Habakkuk, some say Habakkuk, but it don't matter to me how you pronounce it. Chapter 2, verse 1. Habakkuk is talking here about the vision. And this prophet, and by the way, in verse 1 of chapter 1, he says, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. This man had a burden and he saw the burden. Praise the Lord. How many know it's time to see some things and hear some things? Come on, and walk into some things and talk some things. Amen. And so here this prophet had a burden. He began to see some things and he's crying out to the Lord. And in chapter 2 he said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Now notice he said, I will. That's personal. Of course, that's a prophet. And he said, I will. I will stand upon my watch. How many know there's four watches in the night? 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, and 3 to 6. And the thing is, he knew what watch God commanded him to stand in. How many know we need some watchmen in the church today?
Yes.
Amen. We need some people that will stand in the gap. Come on, make up the hedge in intercession. And take their watch, whether it be in the night or the day season, whichever. But I will stand upon my watch. And he says, and set me, notice, set me upon the tower. Set me, how many know God's setting some people in the church and in their positions? That's government. You know, a lot of people are afraid of the word government. But how many know we need the government of God more than ever in the church of Jesus Christ? You believe that? How many know his government is on his shoulder? Come on. Amen? And that shoulder is part of the body. And God is going to establish his government in the church of Jesus Christ. And so he said here, and it will set me upon the tower. Now, we know that there were men in the, there were vineyards, and there were watchmen in the vineyards, in the tower. Within that vineyard was a tower. And around the vineyard was a wall of protection, God's protection, his presence. And he would look for many things. He would look for locusts coming flying in. And the locusts would come flying in, and they would make a beautiful sound, and the sight would be beautiful as well in the sunlight. But that which sounds good and looks good is not always of God, is it? And he would look for beasts coming in. The little fox is still spoil the vines. How many believe that tonight? It's those little things that get us. Isn't that right? How many know it's those little attitudes that I have a problem with? How about you? Oh, yeah. Little thing, but it's a big thing as well. Can you say amen? And so he said, set me up on the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. But another translation, I think, says in me. So he's expecting God to speak. How many expect God to speak to you?
Amen.
Amen. We should expect the Lord to speak to us. Amen. And so here is a prophet willing to stand in the watch. In the watchtower, and he wants God to speak to him. And he said, I will watch to see what he will say unto me or in me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Now, how many know reproof is a dirty word to some people? Huh? How many know we need chastening, and we need correction, and God chastens those that he loves. Isn't that right? And he commands us all to be zealous and repent thereof. So here's a man waiting on a vision. Well, we'll read that in verse 2. Look at verse 2 now. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Now, you can't write unless you've either saw or heard. You can start writing, but you can't write correctly if you haven't heard or seen. Now, here's a prophet that is hearing from God. And he said this word, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables. Now, I'm looking at our heart. Make it plain. How many know that God speaks in plain language to us? He doesn't make it difficult. And it's not always hard at times to understand when God speaks. He means what he says, that's what he means. But he said here, notice, that here's why the vision must be written down, that he may run that readeth it. And there are many running without a vision. Come on, help me now. There are many, they've got their bags packed, they're at the airport, ready to take off here and there, and God hadn't commanded them or commissioned them. Because there is no vision. Can you say amen? Look in 2 Samuel 18. I think there's a scripture if I can find it. Here, I got another Bible. You ever read in different Bibles and you have certain things written down in some Bibles and other things in other Bibles. 2 Samuel, I think it's about 18, somewhere through here. I hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's on Cushai. Somebody find me that verse. Oh, verse. Okay, here it is. I think. Let's see. Verse 19. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king's tidings or the good news, how that the Lord hath avenged him of his enemies. And there's nothing wrong with running with good news if you're prepared. Can you say amen? I was telling someone today, you know, that we have a lot of people going overseas today and traveling a lot. But how many know if God hadn't sent you, you might ought to be awful careful if you're going to take out on your own. Because you're going to face spirits and situations you're not going to face many times other places, maybe at home. And you've got to be prepared and you've got to be ready. Can you say amen? I know people that went to the mission field and have died because, I don't know all the reasons. God only knows that. But we've got to listen to the Holy Spirit in this hour. Can you say amen? And he said here, though, listen, he said, I want to run. I want to bear good tidings and how the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. Then it said, Joab said, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. This is not your day. Another time will come for you. Hallelujah. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushai, go tell the king what thou hast what?
Seen.
Now here's a man that's going to run with a vision. He has seen something. He has heard from God, and he's the older one, I suppose, in the Lord. And notice what Cushai did. He bowed himself to Joab and ran. He submitted, and he began to run. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, but howsoever, or come what may, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushai. And Joab said, where wilt thou run, my son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready? Now look at verse 23. But howsoever, what come may be, said, let me run. And he said to him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushai. He outrun the mature one. But he didn't have a vision. He didn't have a word to run with. And so, brethren, tonight, don't be running unless you've heard from God. Amen? How many know we've all been track stars in this situation? We've run from things. We've run from God. We've run from responsibility, whatever. But many are running, claiming God's sending them, and God hasn't sent them. But God is sending people. Don't misunderstand me, please. All right? But we've got to hear from God. Amen? We cannot conjure something up in ourselves. We have to become spiritual eunuchs. What does that mean? That means we dare not reproduce out of ourselves anything. It must be by the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, back here in Habakkuk, chapter 2, he said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. So somebody's going to read and somebody's going to run. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, how many know we're in the end of the age? And nobody knows exactly where we're at. Some say we're even further along where we are, maybe 3 or 4 years. God only knows. But we're at the end of the age, possibly. And I know there's a lot of things going to happen. And yet he said, this vision is for the end. It shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. And that's something we don't like to do. We don't like to wait on the Lord. Huh? I mean, no patience still works tribulation in all of us. Isn't that right? And we must be patient in tribulation. But God is saying to us here, the vision is for an appointed time, Habakkuk. And at the end it shall speak, and it'll not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. And then he tells us that the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. I mean, we've got to exercise faith and believe that God will speak to us.
Amen.
Come on. That God will pour out his Spirit in this end time upon his handmaids, upon his servants. That God will give visions and dreams to the old and the young. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That includes all of us. Isn't that right? Now, so I'm excited today that God wants to speak some things to us. Praise the Lord. But there's got to be a time of waiting upon the Lord. There's got to be a time of seeking the Lord. Because I believe that God's going to give new instruction for this end time for all of us. Amen. How many need some new instruction tonight? I need a lot of it. Praise God. And I want it. Now, I want to see God move differently than I've ever seen Him move. I want to see God use people that I've never seen Him use. I want to see God move. Hallelujah. In our midst. Can you say amen? Now, turn with me to another scripture. Go over with me to Acts. The book of Acts. I want to give you a scripture in the book of Acts. I was going to preach on the serpent tonight, but sitting there, the Lord began to speak to me about this vision. Hallelujah. We'll wait on the serpent. He'll get it later. Acts chapter 26. How many know we have an enemy tonight? Acts chapter 26. And verse 13, Paul, on the way, of course, to Damascus, persecuting God's people. He's referring to this vision that happened to him there in Acts chapter, I believe it's 8, 9, somewhere through there. In verse 13, he said, "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in the Hebrew tongue." How many know God knows our language?
Yes.
"Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people, from the Gentiles, to whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance." Notice that. "Forgiveness and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Number one. Number one, the vision is the Lord. He saw this great light from heaven. Hallelujah. How many know that Paul was never the same man after that? Once you see Jesus, how many know you'll never be the same? Oh, hallelujah. I remember of a man years ago who had a vision of Jesus early in the morning, and how he said when Jesus appeared, it was like rivers flowing down his eyes, the tears, I guess, that was flowing down his face. It changed the man's life, of course, forever. But this vision, number one, is the Lord. He's seeing this great light from heaven as he's journeying. On his journey here. Notice he said it was above the brightness of the sun. And then number two, there is a purpose for a vision. If God gives you a vision, there is a purpose. How many know God just doesn't give visions to be given visions? He doesn't give dreams just to be given dreams either. There is a purpose for visions and dreams. Now look at verse 16. Here's the purpose of the vision. He said, "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose," a specific purpose, Paul, for you, "to make thee a minister." How many know we've got to be made ministers?
Yes.
If we're going to be one. I've learned a long time ago, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know anything. He knows everything. He is everything. Please hear me. Jesus is everything. Hallelujah. "To make thee a minister and a witness." Ministers are witness too, aren't they?
Yes.
Aren't we a witness too? How many know we don't hear much about witnessing anymore? How many know we're witnesses? Not only, well, first to the Lord and then unto others. Amen? "To make thee a minister," come on, "and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen," notice that, "and of those things in which I will appear unto thee." Which brings us to the third point. This vision is a continual vision. It's an enlarged vision. It's a progressive vision. Not only did he see the Lord here, but he said, "I will yet appear unto thee," even after this. Hallelujah. The vision was progressive. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. How many want a progressive vision from the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. And this happened in the Apostle Paul's life. And then we see something else here in verse 17 and 18, and I love these verses. God said, "Delivering thee from the people." Well, that's a miracle sometime, to get delivered from the people. "And from the Gentiles unto them whom now I send thee." Now, there's a commission here. Now, what was the commission? Look at verse 18. "To open their eyes." How many know people's eyes needs to be opened? They need to know Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Our eyes, even though we know Jesus, needs to be open as well. "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light." Hallelujah. "From the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive something." Come on. "Forgiveness of sins." Aren't you glad that he forgives when we repent?
Yes.
How many know repentance should be a lifestyle? Not just once in a while. It's a lifestyle. Hallelujah. I said repentance is a lifestyle. Glory. And notice, not only forgiveness of sins, and also the inheritance, in which that's growing up in the Lord, among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me. So we can see that there was commission to this vision. This vision has a commission to it. Hallelujah. It's good to know what God's called us to, isn't it? There's a lot of people, brethren, don't know what they're called to. They don't know the vision God's spoke to them or would speak to them, brother, in the work of the Lord. But we need to hear what God has called us, what kind of work He wants us to do for the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Now, look at verse 19. There was obedience to this vision. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient. I was not disobedient to the... What kind of vision?
Heavenly.
Heavenly vision. Hallelujah. Vision from heaven. I obeyed. I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision. And when God gives you a vision, gives me a vision, He expects us to be obedient to Him. Amen? Many have a vision from headquarters. Or maybe their Bible college or some friend or associate. But how many? We need a vision from the Lord Himself. Hallelujah. We'll never be the same, as I said. Now, look at verse 21. There's persecution comes because of the vision. I mean, when God gives you promises, He automatically puts problems in your way. Come on. And by faith and patience, you learn to come through those situations into the provision of what God's told you. Now, look at verse 21. For these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. So Paul's immediately coming under persecution from the Jews here. So he's coming under great persecution immediately. And then in verse 22, having therefore obtained help of God. Hallelujah. How many know we're here tonight because God's helped us? Come on, help me now. I know I'm standing here because God helped me. I remember I went through that depression. I walked through 15 years and I got a lot of help right here at Lake Hamilton. Got a lot of deliverance. And I believe exactly there are demons in our bloodline, going back generations, in our ancestors, and even things that we've done. We open up to the enemy. But I tell you, I believe in deliverance. I don't care if anyone in this room says it's not true. I believe in it. Hallelujah. Because of what God has done in me. Hallelujah. I know deliverance is real, and I know I need a lot more. But thank God for what I've got. It's helped me to come through a lot of depression and a lot of heaviness that was in my life. And I know a lot of it was in my background. I have Indian background on my mother's side. And I know a lot of it came from that side. And thank God for His help. And so we're here tonight because He has helped us. Amen. I remember when I was walking through the heaviest trial in my life, there was a man came to me and he told me, he said, the ship's going down, but there'll be no loss of life. Hallelujah. So that was a comfort. And it blessed me because I knew God was speaking, you know, some things to my heart at that time. And so I praise God for that. How many thank God for a word of the Lord in the midst of your trials? When you're going through the heaviest thing. And then 5 years later, as I was coming out of all of this stuff, right at the end of the 15 years, a prophet came. I remember he came right down to where I was. I knew he was coming to me. He came right back and prophesied and read my mail, just right down the letter. But here's what he said, and it's from God, I believe it. He said that God will fulfill His will in your life in this hour. Hallelujah. And he said a lot of other things, but that was one thing that stood out to me. And so I don't want to be taken out. I don't want to die until God has fulfilled His will in me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I don't expect to be taken out until God's through with me. Hallelujah. Amen. And God only knows if that's going to happen. How many know? How many like to live till Jesus come? Amen. But anyway, I want God's will fulfilled in my life. So Paul is saying something here. Let's see what he says now. He says here in verse 22, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both to the small and to the great. He said, I'm telling that vision, saying none of the things and those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. That Christ should suffer and that He should be first, that should rise from the dead and show light to the people. and to the Gentiles. Praise God. So Paul is saying, I'm still telling the vision after all these many years. Thank God. Both to the rich and the poor, the small and the great, the high and the low. How many know that we must not have any favorites? We must not be partial. We must reach out to whomever God puts in our pathway. Amen? You know, brethren, you and I don't choose who we're going to pour out to. God has to choose who you're going to pour out to. Do you believe that? I want to go to a scripture in Esther. Let's turn to Esther. Just turn over with me. If I can find it here. Esther. And I remember before I went to England, let's look in chapter 1. Again, I got the wrong Bible. But as I either went out the door or come in the door, I think it's when I went out the door, I remember the Lord quickened me that I was to share in England on the new wine. And I said, okay, Lord. And so when I got, it was the next to the last message, that sixth message I shared when I was in England. And I was in a new place. But I was reading out Esther. Let's turn there. In verse 7, now these are natural physical vessels that people are drinking out of here. But I'm looking in the Spirit as I'm looking at these scriptures as well. In verse 7, and they gave them drink in vessels of gold. Now, gold speaks of God's nature. And he said, the vessels, these vessels of gold, being diverse one from another. I'm glad we're not all the same, aren't you? I'm glad there is a difference in each one of us. God made us that way. We're unique. Hallelujah. And we're different. And thank God for that. And so he said, these vessels were diverse, different one from another. And two, he said, and royal wine. How many want some royal wine tonight?
Yes,
the joy of the Lord, come on, is our strength. Isn't that right? And he said, this royal wine here, notice, was in abundance.
Yes.
You cannot bankrupt the heavenly bank account up there when it comes to joy. God's got a lot of it. Now, how many believe that God does not make you sad? But I'll tell you who will make you sad. It's Jezebel. And I won't get on that tonight, but I'll tell you, Jezebel, or the spirit of Jezebel, will make you sad if that thing jumps on you and gets a hold of you. How many know we have to all come up over sadness? Come on.
Yeah.
And all those things, the depression, you know, Blue Monday and all that junk. And I've been there. That's why I know what I'm talking about. Now, look at verse 7. And royal wine was in abundance according to the state of the law of the king. Hallelujah. Well, how many know if you meet God's laws, there's going to be some joy in your life. Now, God's going to pour out His joy, His wine into you and into me. But it's according to the state of the law of the king. How many know that the new wine was poured out on the day of Pentecost, but they had to wait till the day of Pentecost came. And when it came, nothing could hold it back. There was a wind came in that place. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. And where they were sitting, something set on them. And it was tongues of fire. Oh, hallelujah. God had those 120 wineskins prepared to receive some new wine. How many want some new wine tonight? Glory. How many want some new joy of the Lord tonight? Oh, hallelujah. We get so familiar with what we know. How many know it's time to enter in some new things in God? Come on. A new prayer life in God. New languages in God. I want something new, don't you? Hallelujah. Corianda brasi cabrahaya. Hallelujah. Soriandere brasi carabra solebrikitara brahaya. Hallelujah. For this is a new day, saith the Lord. And I'm in thy midst, and I shall speak in this hour. And I shall quicken your heart as you open up to me, saith the Lord. And I'll show you many things that you know not of. So be not fearful. And be not afraid, for I dwell again in the midst of thee. And I walk among you tonight. And I speak intimate things to your heart. And I show you things to come. So again, do not be fearful, but open up and allow me to speak those details to your heart. For I, the Lord God, shall come to you in a vision. I'll come to you in a dream. And I'll speak out of my word. And truly your eyes shall be enlightened, your ears shall hear, and your ears shall tingle of that which the Lord is going to do. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Come on, praise Him. Glory. Let's praise Him tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. For surely I raise up handmaidens. I raise up my prophets in this hour. I raise up my ministers and my servants for the day ahead, saith the Lord. So be not fearful, for yea, I've marked out your walk life, and I've commanded you to go in a certain direction. So do not fear man's face, but walk before me, saith the Lord, humbly, and I shall direct thy pathway, and I shall make a way in the desert, and yea, there shall be pools, there shall be rain, and there shall be water, saith the Lord, to quench thy thirst. For I, the Lord God, shall do a new thing in this hour, and I shall speak, and I shall bring changes within thee and without, saith the Lord. Yea, even in your family, saith God, I shall bring many changes. So fret not, worry not. God has all things in hand. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise our Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want this sister right here to stand. Would you stand, please? Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. The Lord's taking you out of some heaviness, too. The Lord's hand's upon you. His hand is reaching out tonight. And I see God has put a lot of patience in you, a lot of love in you. And I see God, the fire of the Lord is round about you tonight. And His hand's upon you. So fret not and worry not. He's heard your cry. Your afflictions come up before Him. And God said the sadness and the heartaches is gone. And there's going to be a new day for you, a new time. And there's going to be much joy in the Lord. For I've seen your heartache and that's going to vanish. God said there's going to be new things coming that's going to change you within. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Ray, I want you to stand back there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see the hand, the Lord reaching out to you. And I see your ears open. And I see a cry coming up from your heart to the Lord. And I see changes even in your family situations. I see God doing a quick work in your family. And God says, fret not and worry not. Know that my hand is upon your children. And that I've heard your cry. And know that God said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That which I've spoken, it shall be. So hold on to it in faith and you'll see results, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Let's praise our Lord tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I want the man in the green shirt all the way back there in the back with the glasses on. Would you stand up, sir? Hallelujah. I see the Lord touching you tonight. And I see God, I see some finances, changes coming in finances there. And it's for the good. And God said, I'm going to tear down some walls. I'm going to bring down a lot of things that stood in your way. And God said, there's blessing coming your way because of your love and obedience to me, saith the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Our cameraman, praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I see the Lord putting the belt of truth upon you. I see the girdle of truth putting around about you. And God said, the darts have come. The enemy has come. But you'll stand in this hour. And you'll stand in the Lord, not in your strength, not in your flesh. But I see you standing in the Lord. And I see your shoes, your feet going different direction as the Lord direction. I see you walking through fire and the fire's nipping at your heels, but God said, fret not, worry not, I'll take you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, praise Him tonight. Praise Him tonight. Glory. Our little sister here in the green. I forget your name, sorry. Just stand right up there. Praise God. But God has heard the cry in the night season. As Hannah of old, He's heard your cry. As He heard Hannah, God had shut up her womb. And He said, I'm gonna cause you later to bring a child, which she did because of the priest, the word of the priest. And she brought forth a man child. And God said, I see a birthing within you because I've placed it in you. I've seen intercession. I've seen that heart's cry and that desire within you to seek the Lord. And as a result, God shall bless you going out and coming in. And God says that I will meet every need of yours and fret not, worry not, because that birthing is of the Spirit. Praise God. I mean, no, God's bringing forth a man-child in the earth through His people. Through His people. Come on. Amen? I want my wife to stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hardly ever do this, but I do it occasionally. I don't like to do it. Praise the Lord. But the Lord's hand's upon you, honey, and I see God speaking to you. And I see the Lord putting His hands upon your hands. I see your hands being laid upon the sick and upon the infirm. And I see others being healed and delivered and set free. And I hear you hearing the Holy Ghost speaking into your ear, as He spoke into Samuel's ear. He's speaking into your ear things intimately and in detail. And God said, worry not and fret not, for yea, many things shall come your way, and many things shall speak. The Lord shall speak many things to you, and yet your heart shall leap like a heart. And because of the situations you've been in, God said, now you're coming out. You're going through a new place in God. And God said, the days ahead are like sunlight, and you can see ahead because you're on the mountain. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Amen. Amen. Well, he'll do it. I said he'll do it. Glory. Praise you, Jesus. I want Linda to stand over here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Linda, the Lord, and of course I know you know this, the Lord has called you, he's equipped you, and he's called you to stand in that role of the prophetess or the prophet. And God has spoken many things to your heart and given you visions and dreams in the past. And God said, it's just a small amount compared to what I'm going to do in that day ahead. And God says, worry not and fret not, because I'm with you. And the darkness has come, the darkness appeared, but God said the light's greater than the darkness. And the darkness shall be swallowed up with because of the light. And I shall speak out of the light, and I shall speak to your heart. And I shall command the darkness to flee, and it shall go, saith the Lord. For thou shalt speak unto many, and thou shalt go many places. For there is yet many days, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Glory! Give him praise! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, he's wonderful, isn't he? He's wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 Sister, stand up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God's not going to pass you by tonight. He's reaching out to you to minister life and love to your inner man. And he's seen your obedience. He's seen the love that's flowed out from you to others. And your feet has walked in a hard place. But God said, I'm changing that. And I'm going to bring a mate. Hallelujah. To you. And God says, fear not and fret not, because I have him picked out and I have him waiting in the wings, and it'll be soon, Seth the Spirit. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Come on, let's praise him. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, he's got the right one picked out for her, doesn't he? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's rejoice with her. Come on. Let's rejoice with her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Savior, for sending the mate that God you have for her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, my. Back here in Esther. I think that's where we were. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, in Esther chapter 1, notice again that these vessels were vessels of gold, different from one another. Royal wine is in abundance. And it was according to the law of the state of the king. I'm so glad for his word tonight, aren't you? Thank God for his word. Now, and it said in verse 8, and the drinking was according to the law. None did compel. You know, there is a people rising in God that's hungry for God. You know, how many know this? There's four kinds of worship. There is vain worship. There are those who worship many things ignorantly. Paul said there was those who worship ignorant things. And third, there is will worship. You know, you got to have a cheerleader. Let's rise. Let's sit down. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know, you got to pump people up. How many? I'll be glad when we can see people just start flowing in God. You don't have to pump people, prime them up, get them ready for service or whatever. They come, they expect, and God moves. Hallelujah. Because they're flowing in the Holy Ghost, and the new wine is flowing among the people of God. And so he said, royal wine is in abundance, according to the state of the king, and the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Now, how many know in the natural, when people drink wine in the natural, some can outdrink others? Come on. Isn't that right? And when it comes to the things of God, some have a greater hunger for God than others. Huh? Some's got more joy than others. Why? Because they stay more in his presence. And they expect God to do something in them. Hallelujah. And they want to drink from the fountain above. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I want that new wine in my heart from 1990. I want more than 94. How about you? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. One other scripture, and I'm going to close. I got so much. Look in Isaiah 6. One other scripture. I'm just going to, this is my last one. Isaiah 6. It's early yet. How long been going? 30 minutes?
You sure that's your last one?
No, I'm not sure, but I think so. I got a lot more. But we may still have to spend some time here. Look at verse 1. Here's a prophet seeing a vision of the Lord. You know, I want to see the Lord. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died. Now, King Uzziah was that rebellious one who went into the holy place and to burn incense. Remember that? He went in the holy place and he was marked in his holy place, his soul, by leprosy. I teach on that. But he was in a place he shouldn't be. He was in rebellion before God. And the 81 priests threw him out. Well, how many of one represents God? 50 represents the anointing. 30 represents maturity. Those that threw him out stood for God. They had the anointing, and they were mature. And they threw him out. They bounced him out of the holy place. How many know that God's going to clean up the holy place? That's 60-fold round. How many know there's people going on in, or they're going to come on back out? Huh? Isn't that right? You know, there was one feast that had leaven in it. You know what feast it was? It was Pentecost. The charismatic Pentecostal realm's got a lot of leaven in it. Yes. How many know God wants to deliver people and set people free?
Amen.
Come on, amen? Of amen. Sin, of leaven. And so here he said, in the year that this king died, Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne. So when he was removed, he saw the Lord. What's standing in the way of our vision tonight? What's blocking our vision? It can be our flesh, it can be our family, it can be ministry, it can be anything. I mean, if we can put ministry ahead of God. It can be anything. But he said, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, hallelujah, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And then he said, above this place stood the seraphims, the burning ones, the shining ones. Each one had six wings, notice, with twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, with twain he did fly. Now, covering the feet and covering the face speaks of worship. And then with two he did fly. Twice as much worship as there was work. How many believe if we had twice the worship in our hearts and lives, we'd see more accomplished in God?
Yes,
and I believe God's order is worship, word, and work. Every church needs three things: strong worship, strong word, strong evangelism. How many can agree to that? In our worship, we minister to Jesus. In the word, we minister Jesus. And in the work, we minister with Jesus. We're workers together with the Lord. Can you say amen? And so he says, with these two, they covered their feet. With two, they covered their face. And with two, they did fly. Verse 3. One cried unto another and said, Holy, 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 Father, Son, Holy Ghost, is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. How many know He wants to fill this earth? You know, the transfiguration experience that Jesus had, there was so much glory within it came out. And when did it come out? As Jesus prayed. As Jesus prayed, that glory, that I call it that exanastasis, that resurrection power came out of him and was seen upon him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60 said the time would come that the glory would be seen upon the people of God. Oh, how many want to see that? I want to see that. I want to see it. Oh, hallelujah. So much power within it came on the outside. It was visible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're changed from glory to glory, aren't we? Amen. We're being changed tonight. As we behold the mirror, the glass, the Word, He's changing us. Amen. And so it says, the whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of Him that cried. The house was filled. The house was filled with smoke. Bill knows one night we were in Plano, Texas. Bill was leading worship. And we were having a meeting. And next door, they were having another meeting. They was getting drunk on the real wine. And we was getting drunk on the new wine from heaven. And the smoke, the cloud of the Lord filled that room.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. And it came in there where we were together. There was a unity. There was a oneness. How many know when we come together in unity, God will move? And let me tell you what's behind unity. It's the fear of God.
Yes.
The fear of God. You get the fear of God in you and me. We'll come together in God and God will move. And the smoke and the cloud of God will fall. Hallelujah. And so he sees here. He sees something. He sees the house filled with the smoke of God. Then he said, woe is me, for I am undone. And once God descends, how many know we're all going to be on our face? We're going to all be saying that. Come on. We're going to all be repenting. Isn't that right? Yes. Now look over. Let me show you a scripture. Look in Acts 3. Excuse me. That in the last scripture, Glenn. Acts 3. Acts 3. But look with me at this scripture. Acts 3. And look at verse 19. He said, repent ye therefore. I'm looking at Christians here. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Well, I've been converted in my spirit, but how many know our mind, will, emotions, and desires still be worked on? Our soul. Come on. Repent ye therefore and be converted that, here it is, that your sins may be blotted out. But what's the next word? Notice. When's that going to happen? When? When is your sins going to be blotted out? When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And when His presence comes, we'll all be repenting. Come on. We'll all be saying, God, woe is me, I'm undone. Can you say amen? Oh, yes. And the prophet back here, he said, woe is me, I'm undone. Because I am a man. And you're a man, I'm a man of unclean lips. God set a watch on our lips. And I will dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And when you see Jesus, how many know you will repent? I said you will repent. In dust and ashes, Job says. Now, listen to what he says. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tong from off the altar. And he laid it upon, come on, my mouth. The prophet's mouth. Let me know there's some prophets need a coal of fire touching their lips tonight. There's some apostles. There's some teachers, some shepherds. Come on, evangelists and people of God. Amen? He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged.
Yes.
Glory.
Praise God.
Now look at this. Look at verse 5. Woe. That's confession. Verse 7. Lo. That's commitment.
Yes.
And verse 9. Go. That's commission. Woe, lo, and go. How many see that?
Yes.
Confession, commitment, and commission. Now look at verse... Look at verse 8. After this prophet was purged by fire, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said I, hear my, send me.
Yes.
He began to hear God after the purging.
Yes,
you want to hear God? Let God purge you and I.
Right, yes.
And we'll start hearing the voice of God.
Oh, yes.
Who can hear that? Now, first of all, this vision was upward. He saw the Lord. Then it was inward. He saw himself. And then thirdly, it was outward. He saw others. Up, in, and out. Height, depth, and width. This prophet had a vision of the Lord. Hallelujah. So without a vision, we will perish. Without a prophetic vision, we will perish.
Yes,
or without a prophetic vision, we'll be made naked. We'll become Laodicea. Laodicea means many things, but I know one thing it means. It means the people rule. But I'll tell you, we need the rulership of God. How many know to be in authority, we must submit to authority.
Yes.
We must recognize it and submit to it. Yes. To govern, we must be governed. And to be in rulership, we must be ruled over by the King. Amen? He wants to govern us. He wants to rule us. And He wants us to be under His authority. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight. I know it's early, but that's, it don't really matter how long we preach anyway.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kirarabro sokorabra sikarabra sorabrakaya. Silabra korabra sikarabra solabrakatarabrahaya. We worship you tonight, Lord. We praise you, my Lord. Silabra korabra siandelabra kiarabra solabrakitaya. Lord, we pray for a fresh vision tonight from the Holy Spirit. Kirandolo bro sikarabra solabrakiandarabra siarabrahaya. Silabra koreandelebra sikarabra solabrakiandelebra sokorabra siandaya. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Kirandolo bro sokorabra siandelebra kitarabrasaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fresh vision from the Holy Spirit. Lord, new insight and perceptions, God, of you, Lord. Lord, Ezekiel had visions of God. And we thank you, Lord, that you will speak to us and you'll show us those things that we need to know for this hour. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, Lord, that we might walk in the vision and run with the vision that you put in each one of us, Lord. Father God, forgive us tonight. We've conjured up anything in ourselves, in our flesh. Lord, anything that we've done, said, or went anywhere outside of the will of God, forgive us and wash us in the blood of Jesus. If there be any here tonight, Lord, that's done any of that, we ask you to wash them and cleanse them right now by the blood of Jesus as they cry out to you, Lord, and as they seek your face, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for freshness. Thank you, Lord, for new insight, new visions from revelations from the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for the rest of the speakers in this meeting. I lift up everyone. I ask you to be with them. Protect them as they come. God, be with them as they share in the name of Jesus. Bring the people in that's yet to come, Lord. Protect them again as well on the highways and byways, Lord God. Thank you for bringing new, fresh people into the meetings, Lord. Thank you for the worship, Lord, here and those that will be singing, God. Thank you for the prophetic word, Lord, and those that will receive new visions and dreams, even in this meeting, Lord, that would help them, God, even in the days ahead. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, tonight, set a coal upon our mouth. Set a coal upon our mouth, Lord, that we speak only those things that edify in the mighty name of Jesus. And we all said, amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. We love you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.